T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Major developments in the fight against coronavirus right here in the city of Detroit. The city will become the very first in the country to implement a large-scale drug trial to fight the virus. News Radio 950, Sandra McNeil is joining us live and local to explain. Sandra.
Jason, we've heard a lot about this drug. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's used to treat lupus in addition to malaria, and it's been found that those who use it for lupus don't seem to be catching COVID-19. So Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says this Henry Ford Health System study will use 3,000 volunteers who are healthcare workers and first responders. They want to find out
if you gave our healthcare workers and our first responders hydroxychloroquine doses early on, could it prevent the disease? Or if they do get the disease, could it be milder symptoms?
He says they should find out within 4 to 8 weeks. Now, also today, the city of Detroit has become the first to use instant coronavirus tests. They are give results in 15 minutes, and Duggan hopes this will allow a lot of city workers and first responders to come out of quarantine. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
Three more Detroit City employees have died as a result of coronavirus. Among them, city bus driver Jason Hargrove, who went on social media and spoke about passengers who were coughing on him.
We out here as public workers doing our job, trying to make an honest living. But for you to get on the bus and stand on the bus and cough several times without covering up your mouth, that lets me know that some folks don't care.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says Hargrove went to work for the citizens of Detroit every day. Two others who died were a police chaplain, Valerie Parks, and Jeremiah Brooks, who worked with the city's building safety and engineering department.
Now the latest numbers. We have been told 80 new deaths linked to coronavirus in Michigan. That's bringing the statewide total to 417. In all, there are now more than 10,700 positive cases of COVID-19 in the Great Lakes State. 22,000 tests have come back negative. The hardest hit areas continue to be Metro Detroit, the city in particular, the rest of Wayne County, Macomb, and Oakland counties.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announcing that students will not return to school this academic year and will instead learn remotely. WJ's John Hewitt reports.
Under the governor's executive order, all K through 12 schools across the state will remain closed for the rest of this school year.
This doesn't mean our kids will stop learning. Each district must develop an alternative learning plan for students to continue their education during this time.
Plans, the governor says, need to be locally driven through each of Michigan's more than 900 school districts.
Students and families will not be punished if they are unable to participate in their alternate learning plan. My personal intent is to ensure and implore all districts to have a plan so that graduating seniors, this class of 2020, graduates on time.
Under the governor's order, all teachers and school employees will be paid for the remainder of this school year. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
General Motors and Honda are going to jointly produce Honda's next generation of electric vehicles. So will they be made in Michigan? We get more on that now live from WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Jeff.
Yeah, pretty intriguing, Jackie. These will be Honda vehicles, the interior and exterior designed by Honda, but the EV technology underneath will be General Motors. Now, GM says they'll be made at GM plants in North America. But, of course, GM's only plants publicly committed to EVs are in this area, Detroit, Hamtramck, and Orion. Partnerships like this help companies recoup the big cost of developing electric vehicles. Analysts say expect even more of this now that the industry has entered a downturn. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
A record number of Americans filed for jobless benefits over the last week. WWJ business editor Murray Feldman says Michigan's numbers more than doubled.
Here in Michigan, 311,000 residents left their jobs and filed for benefits for the very first time last week, so that brings the number of new jobless in Michigan to about 500,000 over the past 3 weeks. Workers were hit hardest in manufacturing, food services, entertainment, and retailing. Their companies had to shut down when the governor issued an order that only essential businesses could remain open. Some have been able to hang on. It's expected others, especially in food services, will not be able to reopen if the crisis drags on. Nationwide, a record 6.6 million people filed for jobless benefits over the past week. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
If the state owes you a tax refund, you should file as soon as possible. The filing deadline has been pushed back from April 15th to July 15th, but Treasury Department spokesperson Ron Likes telling us it's a good idea not to wait.
We want to make sure that taxpayers get that refund in their pocket, especially during this emergency. So if you are entitled to a refund from the state of Michigan, please don't wait. You can file your taxes online, e-file, and we're still processing tax returns. We'll get that ball rolling and get that refund into your pocket.
Yeah, he says last year's average state tax return came out to about $557, and he also adds that every bit counts, especially right now.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.